Well, let's bring in our China correspondent, Bill Birtles. He's in Beijing. Bill, do we know where Dr. Yang is being detained and indeed if he's been able to speak to his wife, who's also in Beijing?
Yeah, Linda, Yang Hongjun remains detained in a Ministry of State Security detention facility in southern Beijing. This is where he's been held since January. After he was arrested upon arrival in the country in southern China, they flew him straight up here to the capital. He's been held in this facility for the first 6 months, held just by himself, but he was actually moved to a different room, a different part of this facility, when he entered what's called criminal detention last month. And now we have his formal arrest 7 months and 1 week into his detention. It is an incredibly slow and secretive legal system over here. His wife, Yuan Ranjian, she has not been able to speak to her husband at all in this seven-month period. She is barred from going to that detention centre and visiting him. I caught up with her today and put to her the question, now that it's been confirmed that the Chinese authorities are investigating him for espionage, what does she think of this accusation? This is what she had to say.
I've been living with him for many years. There's no way I can associate him and the word spying together. We've lived in the US, we've lived in China, but we are just ordinary people. We've both been selling products online, Daigou. We haven't had connections with any officials. There's no way I can connect him with this accusation. It's had a huge impact. Everyone is shattered. I've lost weight. I've been diagnosed with depression. His sister, too, can't eat or sleep. The whole family was always worried that his political writings would one day bring trouble, but no one ever thought they'd make this type of accusation.
So there you have Yuan Ranjian, Yang Hongjun's wife. She is a Chinese national. She is over here in Beijing, where she also has family, but she also was granted, I mean, Yang Hongjun's an Australian citizen. She was granted permanent residency by the Australian government in recent months, but when she tried to leave China, she was barred from doing so. So a hugely stressful time for her, and neither her nor Yang Hongjun's lawyers are able to go and see Mr. Yang in detention.
And Bill, as an accredited correspondent in Beijing, what access will you have, if any, to China's legal system as Dr. Yang is subject to any proceedings there?
Linda, I will have next to no access at all. When these state security trials take place, and there have been a few of them in recent years involving dissidents and lawyers and critics of the Communist Party, traditionally no journalists are allowed to attend. Usually consular officials are allowed to attend, but the trials are incredibly secretive and they generally appear to be predetermined. So I'm not expecting, however this plays out, that the media over here from Australia will be given much access to the trial at all.
Okay, Bill Birtles, our correspondent in Beijing.